Cities in the western United States would scarcely exist without the water that flows from the rivers and streams and the mountains. But who has the right to use that water? Well, it can be a very complex answer, especially when water is scarce. In California, more than 100 years of water rights records for watersheds and rivers across the state currently exist only in paper form in a big building in Sacramento. But now there is an ambitious multi-million dollar project underway to scan those documents into digital format so that cities and towns can improve the way they manage this precious resource. Eric Ekdahl is one of the leaders of the project. He's deputy director with the California State Water Board's Division of Water Rights. Eric, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, there's this saying that you often hear whenever you're talking about water rights. It's first in time, first in right, which means essentially that the first person to stake a claim and use the water on a stream essentially has the right to use it forever. And I understand that some of the water rights in California go all the way back to the 1700s when missions were established and others, you know, got started during the Gold Rush era. Talk about how deep this history goes with water rights.
Yeah, that's a great overview. And to add a little bit of complexity to it, right off the bat, California has what's called a hybrid system. So in addition to this first-in-time, first-in-right approach, we also have something called a riparian approach. And California is one of the few Western states, maybe the only one, that has this kind of dual system. A riparian right is basically saying if you have a parcel of land that touches a water body, you have a correlative share of the natural flow of that system. So in addition to this first in time, first in right, which do go back into the 1700s, you have a riparian system, you have federal reserved rights, and you have a whole layer and lots of different kind of sub flavors of these different water rights. It makes it really complex really quickly.
It gets complex very fast. You're right. So I understand the oldest paper document that you have is from 1914. What do they look like exactly?
The documents look, you know, some of them are handwritten, some of them are on typewriters, some of them have strikeouts through them, and some of the maps have been glued together. They're so old now that all of the labels have fallen off and they're just in a big crease in the middle of this folded up map in our records room.
Wow. What kind of information is in those documents?
It's all kinds of stuff. It's where the water is being used, how much water is associated with the right, both in terms of total volume, but also diversion rate. It's who was taking that water. And then in kind of a separate system, we also have records related to monthly diversions.
Meaning how much water was taken from any given stream per month from a person?
That's exactly right. How much water was taken from a stream or a lake by a particular water right.
All right. Well, I'm sure these ancient pieces of paper are very fragile. Just scanning them might put them at risk of falling apart. What's the process like to turn these documents into digital records?
It's a pretty interesting and complex process, but at its bulk, we do take these old records, these old paper documents, and we feed them through a scanner. We have a bunch of different scanners. Some of them are large flatbed type things that can accommodate, you know, maps and other larger documents. We have a great team. They've come up with some really novel and innovative approaches for how we just keep track of what we're scanning. They have QR codes that can be assigned to every right so that even when we're in the process of pulling them from our records room, we know exactly where each document is at all times.
You know, you're telling me this, and I can't help but think that California is the center for technology around the world. How did it come to this? Why do you have these paper documents collecting dust in a building somewhere when they could have been on the internet long ago?
It's a great question, and there's a lot of history that goes with it. I think the real driver for the effort now is that we've had two really huge droughts in the last 10 years. There was one from about 2013 to 16, and then more recently from 2020 through 2022. And it raised awareness that we need to have a better handle on what our water diversions and allocations look like. And trying to kind of reconstruct some of this information using these old paper records, we've done a great job of it, but really needs to be updated and kind of modernized so that everybody can access these records and the data that goes with them.
Yeah. What you're doing reminds me of a book that I read recently. It's called The Water Knife by Paolo Bacigalupi, and it's about California and Nevada and Arizona going to war with each other because the Colorado River is drying up and everyone's just frantically looking for this long-lost claim to the river that's on a paper document. It's an extreme example from science fiction, of course, but, you know, I'm sure you think about this. What's at stake if these paper records you're trying to digitize are lost?
No, it's a great question. It's a great book, by the way. What's at stake is kind of, you know, who does get to use water during these times of scarcity? And that's maybe more of an extreme end member scenario where we don't see that every year, and hopefully we don't see it for a lot of years to come. But in a hotter, drier climate, we can look towards more intense droughts, more frequent droughts. And there have been circumstances in the last couple of droughts where the state has had to step in to provide emergency drinking water supplies for primarily domestic well users, but sometimes others.
Eric Echtel is the deputy director with the California State Water Board's Division of Water Rights. Eric, good luck with the project, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.